Between 1983 and 1985, a group of three men terrorized the Brabant region of Belgium, just outside of Brussels. These three men, nicknamed the Giant, the Killer, and the Old Man, robbed dozens of grocery stores, as well as a handful of other targets. Weapons dealers, jewelers, factories, and even random individuals. From the weapons dealers, they stole the guns that perpetuated their spree. And from the random individuals, they stole the vehicles that fueled their getaways. Throughout dozens of robberies, the three men targeted stores with small overall totals, hauling in just a pittance compared to the violence it required. Their highest overall total in all of their assaults was approximately $35,000, but they also stole other consumer goods, such as coffee and wine. The robberies themselves seemed to be secondary objectives. The main motive of this group, nicknamed De Bende van Nevel, aka the Brabant Killers, was unknown, but they loved to spread terror through violence, ultimately wounding more than 40 and killing 28 people over the span of their several attacks. In their last robbery, which took place on November 9th, 1985, in an Alst grocery store, the three men had killed 8 people in one go. Most of the murders were attributed to a single member of this gang, a man nicknamed The Killer, who lived up to his namesake. He was responsible for most of the bloodshed and seemed to relish killing, irregardless of age, gender, or race. The other two men, the towering figure known as the Giant, who spearheaded these operations, and the squat figure named the Old Man, who drove the getaway cars, seemed not to care too much about the violence, but they participated in it all the same. Following the end of this crime spree, in the fall of 1985, the gang known as the Brabant Killers seemed to disappear. Rumors and gossip would continue to link almost every organized crime ring to the killers. Ex-police officers, bank robbers, gangsters, anarchists, far-right extremists. You name it, and I explored it in my original 5-part podcast series from a little over 1 year ago. I ended that series on a hopeful bit of news, which regarded the story of a man who admitted that his brother, an ex-gendarme police officer named Christian Bonkowski, had confessed to being a member of the Brabant Killers while on his deathbed. This man, who fit the physical description of the Giant, and seemed to have military training similar to the tactics used by the Brabant Killers, was one of the first new suspects in a really long time. As you can guess, investigators were thrilled at the prospect. However, as the months have begun to stretch out into years, it has become less and less likely that Christian Bonkowski had any involvement in the Belgian crime spree. Police have since ruled him out as a possible suspect, and with him dying years ago, hope for a connection seems lost. But the rampant rumors and allegations have not gone away as quietly. For decades now, the public has feared that law enforcement has some link to that crime spree. And those fires were given some fuel over the past week, when news broke for the first time in 2019 regarding the Brabant Killers. On January 23rd, 2019, last Wednesday, for those of you listening to this immediately, it was announced that a former police officer had been arrested for charges relating to the Brabant Killer crime spree. His name was only announced as being Philippe V., and details regarding him and his identity are being safely guarded for the time being. However, it has been revealed that he was a former member of the local Delta Group, the police agency responsible for investigating the Brabant Killers in the mid-1980s. In fact, this individual, known only as Philippe V, was one of the main investigators. He was actually one of the men that made a major discovery a year after the crime spree, in 1986, when police discovered some equipment used by the Brabant Killers. This included some firearms and a bulletproof vest, which had been found in a canal, nearby one of the last known locations where witnesses had allegedly seen the killers. According to current investigators, an inquiry launched in 2013 had found some discrepancies between the actual evidence and what Philippe V had reported at the time. This led to an additional inquiry into him and his investigation, which found that he had allegedly been concealing evidence for some time, decades perhaps. It is also assumed, from the innuendo being used by the current investigators, that this original investigator had potentially tried to pivot the investigation, either towards or away from certain suspects, hinting at a possible cover-up of sorts. Again, this is all alleged from very few sources, and the news is developing in real time. I debated even making this update because there are so few actual details that have been released thus far, but the news has helped resurface a lot of the original details and brought the story of the Brabant Killers back into the international spotlight for the first time in a while. The man at the center of these allegations, the former police officer named Philippe V, denies all charges. But for the time being, he remains in custody and is pending possible criminal charges while investigators continue to circle around him and his original investigation. Like I said, there is not a lot of information out there about this arrest, or where the investigation currently stands. But we will all hopefully be learning much more about this in the coming days and weeks. And of course, as soon as I'm able to learn some more, you will all be the first to know. Hopefully, with a little bit of luck, this can finally help bring some resolution to the dozens, if not hundreds, of people still affected by this senseless crime spree.